All right, it is 6:59 on May 10th, 2023, and I will call the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees meeting to order. We will start with the approval of the meeting minutes for April 19th.
Here's copies for each of you, and then here's the originals with the attachments.
All right, any questions about the meeting minutes?
No questions.
No, in that case, I will move that we approve the meeting minutes for April 19th, 2023.
I will second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes, please say yes.
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 And that was unanimous.
This is the copy you need to sign.
Yeah, that's the copy I need to sign there. Secondly, is the meeting minutes from the April 24th meeting, which I have distributed here. It's pretty straightforward. We called the meeting to order. The only topic was authorizing the salt contract. And we did that, and then we adjourned immediately after that. Any questions about the meeting minutes for the April 24th meeting? Hearing none, I will move that we approve the meeting minutes as presented. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes, please say yes. Yes.
I'll abstain.
And Tom abstains. So that vote, that passes 2-2, or whatever. It passes. Majority of the trustees approved it.
Which one you signed?
I can sign yours. Okay. Anita.
All right. Here is the bank statement and reconciliation for the month of April. Can I get a
Amen?
Just mine?
Yeah.
That's what I need.
We're 2 minutes into the meeting, and I've already broken character twice. Any questions about the bank reconciliation? After reviewing it, hearing none, I will move that we approve the bank reconciliation as presented.
I will second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the bank reconciliation, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous. Century stuff, man.
Financial reports from April. They would be the same as what you received via email.
This is month ending April.
Do you want to see this again?
No, I had the numbers memorized.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right.
That shouldn't creep you out. You should understand.
I understand.
An affinity with numbers. But thank you for asking.
Great to see our general fund healthy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did I answer your question correctly about where the 2024 purchase is coming from?
I don't think you did answer.
I think it's coming out of the miscellaneous capital projects,
okay.
But I would need to.
That's where I took it out of.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Okay.
I think that's why we have that, and I
yeah.
think I factored that into my spreadsheet
Your
last
spreadsheet.
Month.
It didn't, it I mean, obviously it took it down, but you won't see it on that report there.
And then I think we're intending to use the ARP fund for our...
For the paving.
Paving.
Yeah.
Again, like we did last year, if we can just copy and paste the stuff we did last year. Any questions about the financial statements?
None.
Then I move that we approve the financial statements as presented for the month ending of April 30th, 2023. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the April financial statements, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous.
Okay.
Got some goodies.
The
payroll
vouchers to be approved.
Again, Scott, I would recommend that maybe you don't approve your own payroll voucher.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'm not sure there's any in there anymore for him.
Josh and Kevin.
Oh.
I don't think he has had any
perfect
road hours since then.
And this one is Josh and Kevin. You know, on vacation. Huh?
Yeah. You know, sometime when we have the
yes.
Wayne County Prosecutor representative here, we should probably just ask that question. Is it a conflict of interest for him to approve his own,
right,
sign his own check? And I endorse my own check. I guess it's no big deal.
Yeah, we do on the on the other ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm probably just being uptight, but being uptight is what got me here.
All right, here are several purchase orders.
All right.
I'll take the paperclip back.
Okay. So, four purchase orders totaling the amount of $151,793,037, but $148,330 is for the Valley Freightliner. So, the vast majority of those funds is for the truck. What's the $3,000 for? Is that the radio grant thing?
It's a training grant.
Training
grant. So it's strictly a flow through that came in from the state.
Not specific. Is this Wayne County Township Association just dues or something?
Yeah.
Like that? Okay.
Association dues.
Yeah. Oh, I just remembered something that we had talked about last meeting and I didn't put it on the list, and that would be security cameras.
Okay, since you're adding to the list, add road study for Zerker Hackett. I've got an update on that.
Perfect. Okay. So any questions with respect to the purchase order listing we've been presented with, then I move that we approve the purchase order listing that has been presented tonight, purchase orders 60-2023 through 63-2023 for a total amount of $151,793.37.
Second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the purchase order listing, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous.
Thank you. Okay, and then this is the list of bills to be paid tonight. The squeaky chair.
Probably gonna pick that up on the recording. I couldn't hear what they were saying over that chair.
Maybe you should go switch it.
Any questions with respect to the payment listing, which is dominated by the $148,000 payment to Valley Freightliner? Hearing none, then I move that we approve the payment listing for May 2023. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
Yes.
And that was unanimous. So we will sign these checks prior to the adjournment of the meeting.
And this is just the updated fund status. You'll notice the capital improvements fund has decreased then from that Freightliner purchase as well. And that's all I have. I do not have any resolutions or anything.
I'll have to go back and verify that on the CapEx thing, that I took that out correctly, and it reflects what we did here tonight, but I'm fairly certain that's what we did. Road supervisor reports, I think. We got from Kevin his road supervisor's report, as well as the monthly department report, so we've had a breakdown of anything that's going on from our inspections, as well as what's been happening with our equipment. Any questions with respect to Kevin's reports? Hearing none, I move that we include these reports into the meeting minutes.
I will second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of including these reports in the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
And that was unanimous. I also have a copy here of the Melway paving quote. Did you guys see this or get a copy of that? Somehow I got
it. It was
this.
In the email.
Was it in the email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that one of Kevin's emails?
Yeah.
It came with the road
reports. It was with that. Okay. So it looks like we've got a total of about $288,000 to $289,000 in cost for the road paving, chip and seal this coming year. In talking to Kevin, he said, usually our actual expenses vary between 90 to 95% of this quote. So that we have $289,000 actually in the ARP fund, and this is coming out to $289,000. I think we're lined up perfectly for this. So as I recall, last year we kind of had to do a 50-50 invoicing or something like that. I don't think we need to do that this year, but I will confirm how we should proceed with that. I will have that prepared for next meeting.
And you'll have all the different resolutions and the...
Is this when we call our volunteer and ask him if he wants to bring a couple files?
Exactly.
Yes.
Because I know he kept a file for that, and
I don't think this year is going to be as convoluted as last year was.
No, I would hope not either.
I know there were two resolutions on it, because I just recently had to file the ARP annual report online.
Okay.
And so I was looking for some of that stuff, so there's maybe two resolutions that we did. Because we have to name the plan too. We have to give it a name, or name the project. That's what it is, name the project.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what our thinking was last year as far as using part of it and then using the rest of it, you know, from road and bridge, but this is money that has to be used by, there is a deadline on it, right?
I think I remember, didn't we have to specify certain roads that were going to be covered by the ARP money?
I think that's why we had
those. And
maybe
that's why we split it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Because each one was like a total.
Yeah, because we had to get two quotes, I was thinking.
Oh.
Like more specific quotes. Yeah.
We had to get two separate quotes, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have to do that this year, because I think
maybe
our funds
there's enough
will be covered. I can't remember. I didn't bring with me the quote from last year, how that worked out. But I will consult our volunteer and have some answers there. Okay, with respect to the next item on the agenda, road supervisor wage increase, we had committed to our new employee that after a 90-day probationary period, we would be increasing his regular hourly wage at that point. And concurrent with that, I think we also need to adjust our road supervisor's wage and establish an appropriate margin there, recognizing the experience level and expertise that Kevin brings to that role. We're close to 90 days. When did he start? April 1?
April 1.
So that would be 7-1-ish. So we could make this decision in June, and I think we need to continue to allow the probationary period to count down.
Yeah.
And then in June, we could make that decision to create that margin. I don't see anything at this time that makes me believe that we're not going to make that decision. And so I will keep this on the agenda for the June meeting, and we can finalize that decision at that time.
Sounds good.
Unless either of you guys object to that.
Nope.
Okay. Fire department reports. I saw that we got some reports in from the fire district in Downton for the month of April, and from the Kidron volunteers also for the month of April. Any thoughts or questions about either of these reports that came to us through the email? Okay. Then I'll move that we include these reports in the meeting minutes, along with the meeting minutes. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of including these reports along with the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous. And I would say just the call logs. I don't think we need to put the other information that was on that email in there. Okay. Proposed contract with Downton Village Fire Department. You know, I did not get on the matrix to see if Barb had responded.
I didn't look either.
And I had asked her specifically, it just didn't cross my mind, to be prepared for this meeting. I'll go back and take a look at that. She was going to just add a couple things to the current fire contract that she had already prepared for us. What she had to take out was language that was specific to a joint fire district and then make it more appropriate for a
village.
Municipality. So until we get that, I don't think we can then authorize it and send it on to the Downton Village Council. I also included you guys on my reminder to the fire district's attorney that the clock is ticking. We only have one more regular meeting before our contract extension with them ends at the end of June. We want to continue that contract extension through the end of the year or until the joint fire district ceases to exist, whichever happens sooner, I guess, because I've heard some talk that maybe they would dissolve sooner than the end of the year, but talk is talk.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So I'm gonna keep being the squeaky wheel until we get that contract extension finalized.
When does that expire, the extension?
June 30. All right. Next item on the agenda is officially recognizing that we are changing our meeting schedule in 2023 to a Wednesday night meeting schedule. We've talked about this. We've made today kind of the first Wednesday meeting. I think we didn't do it last month. Or maybe
no.
April 19th we might have when we met. That might have been.
Yeah,
Wednesday seemed to work good for everybody. Worked good for the Kidron part for this building, so I'm going to move that we acknowledge and approve changing our meeting schedule to a Wednesday night. And that is my motion.
Will it be the second Wednesday?
Do we want to say the second Wednesday of the month?
I move to make our meeting schedule for the second Wednesday of the month. Thank you, Tom.
I will second the motion.
All right, thank you, Tom. All in favor of authorizing going forward a second Wednesday of the month meeting schedule, please say yes.
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 And I will update the website because we post what our scheduled meeting dates are for the year, so I'll get that.
Yeah, and I know you put the amended dates in red or something like that. And you can continue to do that in 23 if you want.
Okay.
Just because it's changed.
Yeah.
From where we had been, but then in 2024, when you volunteer.
No, I love doing the website, as long as it works.
Right, yeah. That seems to be pretty, I love how they support it.
I've been very impressed with CrossBridge's support for us, and
that's the right way to say it. Okay, last meeting we talked a little bit, for real, we're at kind of a...
Yeah.
Last meeting, we talked a little bit about the Tribel agreement, our electrical aggregation agreement that we had with them for, I think it was a two-year agreement.
Yes.
I think we're getting to an expiration point at some point, and we probably need to wind that back up. You got an update?
I do have an update. Okay, so I've talked to, I believe they pronounce it Tribel.
Tribel.
I learned this week.
Yeah.
Talked to Scott Del Castro and a gentleman by the name of Larry Taylor, who took the place of Melanie Lenigan. I don't know if you remember Melanie. She had come to one of our meetings.
Yeah, I do remember.
And I actually learned some what I thought was interesting information. So I'm going to kind of read from Larry's email to me. Residents of Sugar Creek Township are enrolled in the Wayne County, it's called the Wayne County Electric Aggregation Program, and our current aggregation rate is 4.69 cents per kilowatt hour, and that number is important with some of the other numbers I'm going to read to you. 4.69 cents per kilowatt hour, that's Ohio Edison, and 4.69 for the AEP customers as well. According to Tribel, starting in June, AEP's utility rate, if you have not selected a supplier, AEP's utility rate will jump to 11.8 cents per kilowatt hour, and Ohio Edison is expected to go to 12.3 cents per kilowatt hour. Now, I mean, you know, I have no resource other than what these guys are telling me, and they're brokers. he said the current program that we have expires in October. So
okay.
The good news for our residents is that through, and if, you know, they're predicting this is to be a hot summer, through the air conditioning season, every one of our residents that's in the electric aggregation program is going to save a lot of money if these rates are truly going to go up that high.
Right.
I asked Larry to provide me a phone number that I will post on our website. And so for anyone who might be listening to this or if the newspaper is reporting it, if you go to the Sugar Creek Township website, under notices, I'm going to post a phone number that you can call our supplier, and I believe it's Dynergy, D-Y-N-E-R-G-Y. And so if you look at your electric bill and you don't see them as your supplier, you can call and still get into the electric aggregation program through the summer until the end of October, and that potentially could save you quite a bit of money.
Oh, yeah.
So Larry and Scott asked if they could come to our June meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They want to start the process of trying to negotiate our next aggregation agreement. They estimated that they thought we would probably be in the 6 to 7 cents per kilowatt hour. They said it was actually good that we were not renewing June, July, because the rates are actually higher that we're renewing November 1, and that there's a better chance that they'll be down by that time and can lock us into a better rate.
Very good.
Can you tell me again, who did they say the 11.8 and the 12.3 were?
The 11.8 was going to be for Ohio Edison. I'm sorry, that was AEP, was 11.8. And he says, and Ohio Edison is expected to go over 12.3 cents per kilowatt hour.
Okay.
That's staggering.
Yeah.
The difference there. Now.
Is that only for the two electric companies that you have mentioned?
Yes.
Does that include like Orville or?
Well, see, if you're on Orville, you're not in the aggregation program.
I believe that's correct.
So I'm not sure what Orville's plans are, but they're saying there's this, you know, upward pressure on pricing with all the utility companies. So that'll be interesting to see.
Yes.
What happens there. Now, today I did get another email from Larry. He said that he would like to get the ball rolling on starting to investigate the next contract. So he sent me two documents and asked if we would sign these and get them back to him. One is called the Annual Aggregator Registration Application. And by signing this, we are, I'll let you look at this, we're naming them as our representative.
Yeah.
And there's a second one here.
This one's for AEP, so I'm wondering if the second one is for Ohio Edison.
I'm not sure that they need this with Ohio Edison. I think they need it with AEP, but maybe not with Ohio Edison.
Okay. Yeah.
Where they're asking, they might even be asking for a customer list, something like that.
Oh.
And then this one, I thought he explained to me, and this is why I told him I would not sign it today, and I wanted our board to approve this. It says, in accordance with energy management agreement entered into by Trable and the customer, that'd be us, that hereby appoints Trable as the customer's attorney, in fact, to execute, file, and record any documents necessary to accomplish, facilitate the exclusive agency delineated above. So, I mean, because that was a bit official, I just wanted to make sure. I don't know if we can, I don't know what they can and can't do if we don't sign that, but again, it was just not something that I'd be like, oh, sure, let's just sign that. I thought that we should, as a board, agree that we're going to do this.
In the prior paragraph, it says that Trable is granted authorization by us to analyze and review the service usage and costs and then start their cost study and review for a governmental aggregation program to aggregate the entity's energy accounts and those of its residents as it pertains to a potential contractual relationship between the customer and supplier.
Okay.
So I think it's more of just, this is approval to go ahead, get the numbers together, and then they can come back. They can act as our attorney, in fact, while they're preparing it, but it doesn't, like, sign over all of our rights.
I can't imagine. So I don't know if this requires just one signature. Here's the certification here. Signature of authorized representative, name, title, date for this one.
We could move to authorize you to sign that.
Okay.
I don't see where we would sign here. I think this might be a customer.
Yeah.
So there.
So we would make a motion for somebody on the board here to sign these.
Yeah. The board will authorize it, and then that designee can sign whatever with our authority.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Based on what I understand here. Oh, he actually did give me announced from the PUCO, default electricity prices identified as price to compare on residential customers' bills are scheduled to increase June 1 because of upward pressure on wholesale electricity markets. Customers enrolled in their local government aggregation or directly with the retail electrical supplier will not be impacted by these changes. So, again,
11.8 right there.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's important, and I want to compliment the Dalton Gazette. I think they've been doing a very nice job of listening to our recorded messages and reporting from that, and hopefully they will report this and direct people to the website.
Yeah.
So we can have that phone number up there in case anyone is not. I did make a copy of my energy bill today and just confirmed that that's exactly the rate in Dynergy.
With Dynergy.
Yep.
Now that is just on the electrical generation, and then there's still the electrical distribution, which is another part of the bill.
Right. So Ohio Edison and then Dynergy is called consumption.
Yeah.
So it's the consumption charges from.
So about a third of your bill or something like that. I'm not looking at your bill specifically. But
yeah. Can you imagine?
Wow.
That's
pretty incredible.
Cool. All right, do you feel comfortable being the designee?
I do.
Then I'll move that the board authorizes Tom Gregory to be the point of contact with Trey Bell and has the authority to sign these authorization letters moving forward with the electrical aggregation program. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving Tom as our point of contact, please say yes.
Yes.
And that was unanimous.
And you say you signed that up through the website, if you went on the aggregation list.
You actually have to call Dynergy. If you're an Ohio Edison or AEP customer, you have to call Dynergy.
Dynergy, yeah.
And let them know that you want in the Sugar Creek Township, Wayne County.
And that phone number will be listed where? On our website?
Well, I'm gonna post that on our website.
Okay.
Under notices. There's a tab for notices.
That's cool.
And when I called, they claimed to not find it. They could not find the Sugar Creek Township Electrical Aggregation Program. And I said, I know it's there.
Yeah.
So I pushed a little bit and she eventually did find it. So,
Don't take no for an answer.
Don't take no for an answer.
I had a similar experience with our lighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our two lighting bills. One of them is in the electrical aggregation program now. The other one, they absolutely couldn't identify it. And I don't know if it was a sub account of some sort, but they.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, we're getting a bill for it.
Yeah.
It's real.
Here's my account number.
I know it's there. I will take care of that. Okay, and also they asked to come to the June, what would that be, meeting? June 14th meeting, and I told them that that was fine, and I would confirm with the board. They also would like to invite, and I can talk to Dennis, you know, they negotiated Sugar Creek Township and Dalton all as one package,
mm-hmm.
and they would like to do them together again, so
okay.
I made a call to Dennis and didn't connect with him, but I'll call and say, hey, you're welcome to come to our meeting. You can't take any action, but if you want to come and hear what their presentation, what their plan is, I'll invite him to the meeting too.
Perfect.
Can you, what are we signing with them?
Oh.
Just what's it called? Is there a name for it?
This one's a
just for the minute.
Authorization letter and application. To begin the process. So authorization letter and registration application to begin the process for the next aggregation agreement.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Tom. With the conclusion of that topic, then we had talked last month a little bit about getting some more information on security cameras. I don't know if anyone has had an opportunity to do that or not. Any?
So, I actually contacted East Union, and they said, by the way, do they meet out of the fire station? Is their township office in the fire station?
I think it is.
Okay.
It's in the township building, but they spend most of their time in the fire station.
Okay, maybe that explains the answer from Valerie. She said they do have cameras at the station, she said, and she directed my email to the fire chief, I think, and he has not gotten back to me. But the question was, are you using a monitoring service? Did they do the installation? What the cost is?
Yeah.
So I started the ball rolling there, but don't have an answer yet.
I mean, I think we could do something with Ring or Nest or whatever, but I don't want to be up on a ladder putting a camera into place,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
We've got to have some means of monitoring that. So
right.
I think we probably need something that's a little bit more robust.
I talked to Josh because we have them at work, and we have Schmidt. I think that's all he said. Other than Schmidt, but Schmidt Services, and he said it was around 80 to 90, maybe per camera. About half of it is for the camera. There is a cost for the security system, and then there's initial cost for up to 8 cameras, and then we have a few more, so we pay for 12. We also pay about a $300 to $350 annual fee, which covers general service and repairs, and once a year updates and cleaning.
Well, it's not bad.
That doesn't sound unreasonable.
Yeah,
I think.
I was afraid you were going to say per month.
Yeah.
No.
That's where I was. And that's SCH.
SCHMIDT. Schmidt.
Services. since I've already started checking into some of this, I don't mind reaching out to them too.
Oh, okay.
And hearing, and who knows, maybe East Union uses them too.
Yeah.
We could talk to Josh Ring, and he knew who put all their camera systems in.
Oh.
At Bachman.
Perfect.
Yep. Cool. All right, and then a road study for Zerker and Hackett, Tom?
Yes. So at the meeting, at our last month's meeting, I brought up that a resident had contacted me about the idea of considering a four-way stop at Zerker and Hackett Road intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called, actually I emailed the Wayne County Engineer's office.
Yeah.
And he said they would be happy to do that. However, he provided me an application.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what they call it. An application. So what we're doing is we're filling out where we want them to study and just a brief description, which is kind of what I put in the email.
Yep.
Back to the resident. And so I would just be looking for, all three of us would need to sign and date this, including you, Anita, clerk. And then I would submit this to the Wayne County Engineer's office and they would take it from there and report back to us. So.
Any question?
Nope.
Then I move that we authorize the continued study at the intersection of Zerker and Hackett for to consider a four-way stop.
I will second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor, please say yes.
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 That was unanimous. So we can sign that, and then that is ready to go.
What can you? I'm sorry. Can
no,
you
no,
say
it's okay.
It again?
Oh, we went fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you move to authorize?
So this is a really an application with the Wayne County Engineer to authorize that we, the Township Board, are requesting that they, Wayne County Engineer, perform this study.
Okay.
We're authorizing them to step on our ground.
Wayne County Engineering?
Yeah, Wayne County Engineer, Scott Miller.
And who seconded that?
Scott did.
Okay, thank you.
And a spot for your signature there. Well, that's fantastic, Tom.
Yeah.
Is there any other items that were not on the agenda that we need to discuss? There's an opportunity here for us to conclude this meeting before 7:45, which would be dynamite.
Can you get me a copy of that, Tom?
I can.
Okay.
Should I just email it to you?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
Any public comment? Then saying that, I think we can go ahead and sign our financial documents, and then we'll come back before we adjourn the meeting and see if there's anything else that we need to consider.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, not that you're an authorized signer.
Have a good evening. I sign that?
Yeah.
Okay. For you. All right.
Scott, that last document that you emailed me today,
yeah.
Is that to be posted to the website with the other three?
No, you had asked for a copy of that.
Just the capital.
It's not wrong. It's not, I don't know that that is a public document. I mean, if somebody asked for it, we'd give it to them,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, just to have.
It is more of a forecasting document.
Okay.
I would refrain from having it on the website,
yeah.
Just because we're not committing to anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Each year, we've got to see if we can put that amount of money back, and,
right.
And we may not be able to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that means that at some point, the board has to make some sacrifices on the equipment that we have.
Makes sense.
Or we have to make a decision to go to the taxpayers and say the road and bridge levy isn't enough or whatever.
Yeah.
So, any other issues that we...
Just to publicly say thank you to the voters of the Sugar Creek, the Southern District Fire District of Sugar Creek Township for passing the fire levy. We're excited to use those funds to help strengthen and maintain our fire partner down here, the Kittering Fire Department. So again, thank you to the voters for approving that. We appreciate it.
Very well said, Tom. Thank you very much. Anything else? All right, then I move that we adjourn the meeting.
A second.
All in favor of adjourning the meeting at 7:41, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes.